You survived. Everything's okay. Feeling pretty good this morning? Are you hungry? All the boys said yes. Well, it's good to have you here. What? Donuts. You want donuts? Okay. Me too. Well, there you are. We've been waiting for you. Hi. Well, what happened yesterday? Do you remember? What happened yesterday? There was a tsunami. Were any of you afraid yesterday?
No, we were excited.
I suppose you like hurricanes too. Uh-huh. Nope, nobody's houses got broken. But when they were talking about all those waves coming and all that stuff, you guys weren't worried? It was interesting.
It was understanding.
It was just fabulous, wasn't it? Let's have a tsunami every day! Yeah. If you now we're getting a little closer to the issue. He said, if you have a tsunami, you could drown. Well, I got to tell you, I was a little bit afraid yesterday.
Why?
Why was I afraid?
Yeah.
Because I'm old. Oh, you're probably right. But I was a little worried yesterday because I was watching the news and they talked about a big old wave coming over and maybe people getting hurt. And I thought about all those people who live on the beach. And I thought about all those people who maybe don't watch the news and decide to go swimming in the middle of it. And I thought, well, what happens if a big old tsunami comes? They could get hurt. You can go up to the mountains. Well, I think there were a lot of people who were afraid yesterday, but I'm glad you weren't. Because in the lesson that we heard, the very first lesson for today, did you hear what God said to Abraham? Oh, Abraham, he was afraid. His name was Abram back there. He was a little bit afraid because he just didn't know what to do. And he didn't have an heir. You know what an heir is? An heir is the person that you leave all your stuff to. He's the one who takes over the family after you die. It's another old people thing, okay? Right? And so God came to good old Abram, and you know what the very first thing God said was? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I am your shield. That's what he said. Do you know what a shield is?
Yes.
What's a shield? Yeah, it's something that protects you. Very good. And God said, I'm going to be the one who protects you. Well, you know, yesterday when I was kind of afraid, I got to thinking about what God said to Abram. And I thought, you know, no matter what, even if a big wave comes, even if it doesn't, even if we have a hurricane or an earthquake or tax season or anything... Well, you might get hurt, but God will be with you. What about the lava? You have to go to the big island for that. But even with lava, the neat thing about what God is telling Abram is, no matter what happens, I'm going to be with you. You don't have to be afraid because no matter what, God's going to be with you. Now, it's okay. You know, one of the nice things about being afraid is that it helps us to do the right things, right? So if you're living like on the first floor, if you're just a little bit afraid so you move up to the third floor, that's a good thing. But we never need to worry that God won't be with us or that we're not loved, no matter what. So yesterday, in the middle of all that kind of on the news and the pictures of the waves and all of that stuff, I just tried to remember what God said to Abram. Don't be afraid. I'm your shield. And I knew that God would be with me and that God would be with you. So remember that. Anytime you're a little bit afraid of the dark or afraid of whatever comes along, a bug, if you're afraid of a bug, you can say to that bug, God said, I'm your shield. And bug will hope, and the bug will hope, I hope God is my shield too. So Thank you. You guys can go back to your places. Yeah.